Hello and welcome to Bible 365 with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and having a really good day, and I hope the Lord is blessing you as you go through the day and as you go through your life. May the Lord bless and heal you. If you're struggling, the Lord is always with us, and it's good to know through his word that we are strengthened and blessed, and we're able to go on and be successful for him, to bring a great harvest for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So let's get started with the word of God. We're going to be reading from Zechariah chapters 1 to 3 in the Old Testament, and then over into Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, the whole of chapter 17. We'll start with Zechariah chapter 1, a call to return to the Lord. In the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. The Lord was very angry with your ancestors. Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Do not be like your ancestors, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Turn from your evil ways and your evil practices. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Where are your ancestors now? And the prophets, do they live forever? But did not my words and my decrees, which I commanded my servants the prophets, overtake your ancestors? Then they repented and said, the Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do. The man among the myrtle trees. On the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shebat, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. During the night I had a vision, and there before me was a man mounted on a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in a ravine. Behind him were red, brown, and white horses. I asked, what are these, my lord? The angel who was talking with me answered, I will show you what they are. Then the man, standing among the myrtle trees, explained, they are the ones the Lord has sent to go throughout the earth. And they reported to the angel of the Lord, who was standing among the myrtle trees, we have gone throughout the earth and found the whole world at rest and in peace. Then the angel of the Lord said, Lord Almighty, how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and from the towns of Judah, which you have been angry with these 70 years? So the Lord spoke kind and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. Then the angel who was speaking to me said, proclaim this word. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I am very jealous for Jerusalem and Zion, and I am very angry with the nations that feel secure. I was only a little angry, but they went too far with the punishment. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem and with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem, declares the Lord Almighty. Proclaim further. This is what the Lord Almighty says. My towns will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem. Four horns and four craftsmen. Then I looked up, and there before me were four horns. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, what are these? He answered me, these are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. I asked, what are these coming to do? He answered, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could raise their head. But the craftsmen have come to terrify them, and throw down their horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah, to scatter its people. Zechariah chapter 2. A man with a measuring line. Then I looked up, and there before me was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, where are you going? He answered me, to measure Jerusalem, to find out how wide and how long it is. While the angel was speaking to me, who was leaving, another angel came to meet him, and said to him, run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls, because of the great number of people and animals in it. And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within. Come, come, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord. Come, Zion, escape, you who live in daughter Babylon, for this is what the Lord Almighty says. After the Glorious One has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, For whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. I will surely raise my hand against him, so that their slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me. Shout and be glad, daughter Zion, for I am coming, and I will live among you, declares the Lord. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day, and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Zechariah chapter 3. Clean garments for the high priest. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. Then the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this man a burning snake, a stick snatched from the fire?" Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes." Then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you." Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua, "This is what the Lord Almighty says, if you will walk in obedience to me and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have a charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here. Listen, High Priest Joshua, you and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come, I am going to bring my servant, the branch. See, the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are seven eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. In that day each of you will invite your neighbour to sit under your vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty." Now we'll go into Revelation, the whole of chapter 17. Babylon, the prostitute on the beast. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute, who sits by many waters. With her the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names, and had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, and was glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. The name written on her forehead was a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, and the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast she rides, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast which you saw once was, now is not, and yet will come up out of the abyss and go to its destruction. The inhabitants of the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because it once was, now is not, and yet will come. This calls for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits. They are also seven kings. Five have fallen. One is, the other has not yet come. But when he does come, he must remain for only a little while. The beast who once was, and now is not, is an eighth king. He belongs to the seven and is going to his destruction. The ten horns you saw are the ten kings who have not yet received the kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. Then the angel said to me, "The waters you saw, where the prostitutes sit, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The beast and the 10 horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose by agreeing to hand over to the beast their royal authority. Until God's words are fulfilled, the woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you as we read through Revelation and also Zechariah. Lord, we thank you for the words of your great prophets, and also, Lord, for the revelation that is yet to come. But Lord, we feel that we are in these last days. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to secure our families and our churches, and Lord, to help us bring in that harvest that now is so crucial. Lord, we thank you for giving us every day, for every blessing, every minute of life, to have joy, Lord, to be able to have the good times and the bad times together with those that we love. And we pray, Lord, that for our family and our friends and our children, that you would bring them to you. Help them to commit their lives to you, Lord Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Lord, we want more than just happiness for our children. We want eternal life. We want eternal salvation. And we pray and ask you this now. Come, we pray, come on all of us now. Help us, Lord. Give us strength, Lord, to believe in you properly, to be proper disciples, Lord, that you would raise us up to be a powerful group, a powerful church, Lord, that is ready for your return, that will do your will, that accepts your will and does what you say. In your almighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining with me on day 360 of Bible 365. I hope you join me again very soon with another video and podcast. And if you enjoy the content, please leave a like or share it out with your family and church, and subscribe so that you'll never miss a new reading. Take care, everyone, and may God bless you, and I'll see you very soon. Bye just now.